The medieval chronicler Walter Bower, the abbot of Inchcombe Abbey, wrote that William Lamberton, Bishop of St Andrews, had an affectionate love for his canons and did many good things in his lifetime. While extremely concerned with the repair of the monastery buildings and making much available for that, he repaired little on his own estates. After he had served as bishop from 1297 for some 18 years, when shown by members of his own household to be guilty of not building his own manor houses, he is said to have once replied in some agitation, "With the help of the grace of God, I intend to erect buildings of that size and of such strength that many as my successors will think it important to maintain them in a suitable or similar condition." From then on, he contemplated one of his own manor houses nearly every year at quite considerable expense, namely his own fortress palace at St Andrews. He also built a new chapter house at his own expense. He splendidly adorned the beams of the great church with shaped boards and carvings, and left to the canons of the same a valuable red vestment adorned with embroidered pictures, along with a mitre and pastoral staff and a great many books. He ruled his church in a praiseworthy manner with wisdom and foresight and complete integrity of character. He preserved its rights and ecclesiastical liberties intact all his days and adorned it in many other ways with signs of virtue. Then he fell ill with the complaint by which he was carried off from this life in the monastery of St Andrews in the room of the Lord Prior of that place, and he was buried in the great church to the north of the altar on the 7th of June, 1328.